We were very blessed with this storm that we haven't heard of widespread death with any type of livestock in the state of Georgia or even flooding of pastures like we saw with Harvey down in Texas. But we were unfortunate to have a lot of downed trees and a lot of tree limbs and other things on fence lines. I know like us on our farm, we're out here today trying to get those cleared up, make sure our livestock are safely secured in their pasture and rebuilding fences. And I know that a lot of the producers around the state are going through the same things. I've heard of several stories of limbs and trees on barns and things along those lines. And we're just praying for all the producers around the state and hoping they get back up and running as quickly as possible.
But that's obviously good news. We don't have to go through the problems that we are, but it could have been a lot worse, couldn't it?
Yep. It's hard to feel too happy in a situation like this, but it's definitely better than what they had first predicted. Irma seemed to lose a little bit of steam as it came up through the panhandle and into South Georgia and then right through the heart of Georgia and on over into Alabama. And we were really, really lucky to kind of miss the brunt of that storm. But I know that a lot of our guys that have a lot of fences down and some down barns, they're not feeling too lucky. But considering what it could have been and the widespread damage that could have been done, I think we'll be satisfied with as being lucky as we are.